I want my 5280 gig now!
Jesus Christ.
No, this is a star. Let's just go.
Time before time. If I can get my voice back.
Time after time.
Because we are live at Alamo Drafthouse. It is 5280 Geeks Weekend Geek Updates.
Oh, you actually did start.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have taken a bite in between them.
That's okay. It worked. We are at the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema in Littleton, Colorado.
Where am I?
You are on the other side of the booth, intoxicated on tea, I'm going to bet.
I'm not drinking.
Indeed she is.
I am.
I'm regretting my life choices.
Oh, me too, because I'm going to regret them all this weekend.
We have a long weekend in front of us. Actually, the last couple of weeks are going to be long, because we just wrapped up with Denver Comic Con yesterday. And we have the impending Fan Fest on Sony's lot for Ghostbusters 35th anniversary.
It's going to be great. I'm going to get some Crystal Head vodka. I'm going to get drunk and
we're going to talk
to Papa Aykroyd about aliens.
Crystal Head vodka is only good for getting drunk.
That's true.
That is true. Is that all you're thinking getting signed? Because I honestly wrestle with what do you have signed? Because at Denver Comic Con, I took my Batman black and white statues to have signed, and a Court of Owls mask by Capullo to have him sign that because that's his creation.
Sure.
But you know, I always
was that the
wrestle.
Thing on my head.
Yes, that was the thing on your head.
You missed a great time.
Oh my God, I missed it.
But what is acceptable? Do you think?
So I'm thinking of bringing. I've got this NES cartridge that's from. It's a bootleg cartridge of a game that never got released in the United States. So it's this kind of weird Enigma thing that I'm sure they've never signed. Because I'm trying to be unique with it. Because I'm like, oh, I could have them sign my Proton Pack, but I want to build a new one. So it doesn't really work. Yeah. So. So I was like, oh, I could bring a copy of the DVD, and I'm like, everybody fucking does that. Everybody's like, well, I brought my VHS copy of Ghostbusters 2.
You know what? I've got
it's the copy that cuts out Winston the entire time.
It is the Winston edit.
That actually happened in the home release of Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah, poor Winston.
It's really sad. But yeah, no, they had that NES cartridge. It glows in the dark. Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah.
I like
it's
that.
It's great, right?
Well, yeah. And I've got, like, because they did a glow-in-the-dark vinyl for Vinyl Saturday for the Ghostbusters soundtrack that I have.
I was going to say, I've got the marshmallow version of the Stay Puft version of the songs. So
there's that. I mean, and I think it is kind of cliche to have them sign your pack at this point.
Yeah. Well, everybody does that.
Yeah.
Like, I'd want that, but...
Yeah, but I know what happens to your pack.
You have the worst luck with packs.
I do.
Because you'd never be able to wear it. You'd have to. You should bring that the one your steampunk, the one you made out of like
the really shitty one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll bring that to sign.
Yeah, if you're gonna get a pack signed, bring the one you're not gonna wear.
No, that's true. I was gonna say because people run into my pack so often.
Well, I mean, last year yours got almost disintegrated when that guy ran into you and took out the ion arm and everything.
Full speed, yeah.
Full speed.
Full damn speed. Knocked off my wand. Oh my God, I was so mad. I have never been.
But
mad
see,
at
that's
a human
not
being.
Like Wagon Guy. Like, if you trip over Wagon Guy, he's the asshole. You run into a solid human, you're the asshole.
You are the asshole.
Yeah,
because,
exactly.
Yeah, don't pull that entitled crap. So I don't know what I do know what I'm going to have. I have a custom guitar. Wolfmeyer.
Just wanted to brag about that.
No. Wolfmeyer was on the podcast from Dink.
Oh, tight.
So he did donate a Ghostbusters.
Anybody
themed.
Who knows anything about instruments, do not comment. He's happy. Let him be happy.
I think it looks cool.
It looks fine.
Oh, no. I haven't seen it yet.
It's
so.
In the back. It's in the car, actually.
Oh, nice. So it's packed up and ready to go?
Yeah, it's here, actually.
I want to see it.
You'll see it.
You'll see it. Well, I'll show you.
And it's got this impression picture of Stance. Papa Aykroyd, of course.
He's happy.
Oh, of course. And you're going to get it signed by everybody?
Yes. Because I'm thinking...
Everyone living.
Oh, want one.
Uh-uh-uh.
Well, and everybody who actually cares to show up to these things. Oh! Unlike Mr. Bill Murray.
I still think he's going to pull a Mickey.
Well, what's going to happen is we're going to be in an after party. We're going to be like, hey, that old guy in the corner looks like Bill Murray, and he's just going to be handing out whiskey shots to everybody. That's what's going to happen, because that's what he does.
I hope.
And then
that's
he'll disappear into the night, because and nobody will know what happened.
Well, I figured, okay, here's my bet. There's
if
two...
I was a celebrity, that's what I would
exactly.
do.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there's two settings that I think he could slip in and slip out. One is the film that they're showing Friday nights.
Oh, yeah.
Where they have the Q&A and all that, and all of a sudden we're probably just going to see him kind of slip in, or him can do one of his weird little entrances.
Oh, yeah, I can see that, where he just pops up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The other one is the potential breakfast on Sunday.
Oh, well, you can ask Borzu. He's the only one who's going. Although, he and I were trying to convince each other that we were going to Chuck and Larry this thing.
Okay.
And we were going to go as a married couple.
Well, we do have two press passes.
Who's going to buy me a ring?
Nice!
It was going to be real official.
That is awesome. We do have two press passes, so we're trying to see if those will entitle us to cover the breakfast.
You're hilarious. Those passes are for, hey, we got you on the lot for free. And that's about it, bud.
Sorry. You're not going on the brunch.
No.
There's
no
way.
They might let you get into like some of the panels with that, but
no, I'll get all the panels. The panels is not a problem. We've got the dinner.
The brunch is the one place they don't want the press.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's where you get the mimosas.
Yes.
That's where you get the Bloody Marys, and that's where you get problems.
That's where you get chairs.
Oh, like that time at Dragon Con where that girl got hit in the face with a chair.
No.
Ooh, no, wait, is it like that time at San Diego Comic Con that girl got stabbed with a pencil at a Harry Potter panel? Because that's my favorite story.
That is pretty good.
Okay, we're coming back to that. My point is that
oh, you want to go back
any
to that?
Place
okay.
where there are where there are doors, chairs, and booze combined, the press ain't getting in. That's the break from the people.
Yeah, you don't get to sit down with people.
I don't.
Sorry.
I'm going to try, though. I'm going to finagle.
I mean, I know. Your Aryan ways, your white
privilege. It has nothing to do with that. It's just me.
No, it's male privilege.
Yeah, your male white privilege. You're going
to
bully your way around. It's fine.
I'm not going to bully my way.
You're going to try. That's exactly what that is. See, a woman would never assume that.
I'm assuming not to get in, but I am saying I will at least try.
A woman would be like, no, man, I'd be arrested.
If that's the worst they're going to do to me.
You know what? If we get arrested in L.A. during the Ghostbusters anniversary, it's picture perfect.
That does kind of suit. It works.
I just want to ask Dan Aykroyd some out there questions.
I don't know. He's been asked some pretty wild questions.
He's said some wild things,
dude. It's kind of hard not to ignore those. I mean, good God!
But he's been contradicting himself recently.
Way too much.
Yeah, but it's fine. It's fine. I'm just excited to get drunk on the Sony lot and laugh at the other goobers out there.
Yeah.
I agree.
As we all know, every fandom has some weirdos.
There are a few.
I like to think that I push
I'm
that
one of those.
Every day.
Yeah, because I don't... Whose car is that?
That's the Fort Collins Ghostbusters.
Yeah, okay.
They're up at Red Rocks right now having a good time. I actually feel bad. It was raining.
It was raining.
It was pouring rain. I guess, Eric? He's supposed to be up there with his car.
Yeah.
2016 Ghostbusters. I don't know if that's actually happening or not.
That's what that was.
Oh, well. Good for them. That's exciting.
Brave the elements in that proton pack.
I know if Indy wasn't going, he would have been like, no, my car's getting up there.
Well, if we weren't going, we would be there.
Yeah, exactly.
To be fair, this would be a rerun right now.
But,
or one of the interviews.
You hate to tell all the rest of the franchises in Colorado, but none of them are going.
No, I told them.
It's just us. Oh, you told them we were going?
Yeah. I mean, they sent out this blanket email, so I at least have to respond.
Sorry, we're going to be at the 35th anniversary you guys can't go to.
Yeah.
And our car will be on the Sony lot.
Well, I didn't go that deep.
Oh,
I just
know.
Said we were just
they'll
going to the
real
con.
Quick.
I just said we're going.
I hate to rub it in their faces. No, I don't.
Do that. So, it'll work. So that's the DCC thing. I always wonder about what you take for signing.
Yeah.
And
I see. That should be a bracket.
What to have signed?
What do you get signed?
Oh,
write that down.
New bracket.
Speaking of brackets, we do have the new bracket up, which is already enticing people.
Oh, I had people that I didn't know followed our page that are friends with me start commenting, and I was like, wait, you like our page?
Well,
and do you listen to our podcast?
Everyone's real upset that Game of Thrones isn't on the bracket. It's like, no shit, guys. I'm sorry, but no shit.
It just ended.
It's too fresh.
Everyone knows you're mad about Game of Thrones. And we're talking about other things.
It would sweep the bracket, let's face it.
Put on your clean underwear and get over it. I mean, come on.
I don't think it's a fair thing because people are freshly mad about it.
Exactly.
I've been mad about Dexter for years.
I'm still upset about Battlestar, man. Battlestar can go to hell.
And the way
it can go to the island with Lost. I'll tell you right now.
I love the ending to Lost. It's not that bad.
Instead, in Battlestar Galactica, they just find primitives and settle amongst them.
There's got to be some way out of here.
So bad.
Yeah, nice cliffhanger for you that never got resolved.
How do you really
feel?
Still
don't know why the polar bears were on the island.
I'm gonna miss Piggy all over it.
I just wanted to know why the polar bears were there, man.
I know, that's all I want to know. What's a polar bear doing in hell?
Purgatory. He's waiting.
Or
obviously.
Hell. It's very confusing.
Why would an animal go to purgatory?
And see, that's the thing. It was such a cop-out ending. Like, oh, it was all a dream. Like,
that's always a cop-out ending.
It is.
It didn't work on Dallas. No. Sure as hell didn't work in Lost.
It doesn't work in the Twilight Zone. It doesn't work. It doesn't work on Twilight Zone. No, it doesn't. It doesn't work the first time, maybe.
It didn't work in Super Mario Brothers 2.
It doesn't work in Red Dwarf. It was all a dream. It doesn't work.
Red Dwarf, okay, it was a video game. It wasn't a dream.
No, man, they did that gag so many times. It was a dream. It was a video game.
Video game is a new one. Video game is unique, at least.
And it was kind of funny because when they do the scene in Red Dwarf, they come out of the video game and they start talking. Well, did you find this? Well, no. Well, then how did you get past this level? Well, we never got there. Oh, so you left the ship? Well, yeah, because we blew it up. Well, you didn't find this, and they just basically just failed epically
here
at this
game. Here are things that we could have seen in the show that you didn't get to see. Yeah. See, I've never watched all the way through that show, so thanks
for
the spoiler.
That's because it's still going.
It's still going. Is it still going?
It's
on Dave TV now, and they just did season 2 of the new Adventures of Red Dwarf.
Can't talk about shows that haven't ended, like The Simpsons.
No, we can't. We're doing just finales. And no canceled shows. Shows that actually met their completion.
Technically, Firefly met its completion. They made
a movie. But not in the show. That was a movie, and I understand. I'm not splitting those hairs. That's a different bracket.
Yeah, that's a perforated line right
there. That's a different bracket.
Yeah, it's a different bracket.
Canceled TV shows we want to bring back.
Canceled TV shows that ended up in movies.
I think only Firefly got that. I think they're the only ones.
They win.
That's because Joss Whedon has money, and he's like, no, it's fine, we'll finish it.
All right, I got Avengers money. I can do this.
I got Avengers money.
Wasn't it before? It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Shush.
It works. So the new bracket is up, and of course, it's 50-50 right now between Dexter and...
I haven't even seen it.
Dexter and Sopranos.
You know, here's the thing with Sopranos. Sopranos at least had... an ending that I think was divided on people. Like, oh, some people liked it, some people didn't. Dexter, everybody hates it. Like, well, I have not talked to a single person.
That's how I feel about...
No, the ending of Dexter was satisfying.
That's how I feel about Breaking Bad. Some people like it, some people hate it, but it is very debated, which is why it's on there.
Yeah, Breaking Bad.
Well, there was, Dexter, it came back so far on the character, and it contradicted so much of what Dexter stood for and was, that it made no sense.
He's gonna murder his sister.
Sorry, spoiler alert for
the
show. But
that show's been over for 10 years. Yeah. If you don't know how it ends, that's your own fault.
But like, he murders his sister, and then he's like, I'm gonna go build a cabin in the woods, and you're like, what?
I'm gonna fake my death and go be a mountain man on a boat.
Yeah.
But that was before Breaking Bad, and they weren't ready to commit to you hating the hero. They backed themselves into a corner. There was no other way to end that show without making you hate him.
Yeah, that's true.
Which just made us hate everything.
I think that's the difference between it and Breaking Bad. Like, Breaking Bad, at least, it was like, I still kind of can relate to this character a little bit.
I mean, he had gone so far.
He got off the deep end, but like, I was still like...
But it was very true to the character.
Yeah, exactly.
It was true to the character. I hated his son, and I hated how everyone around him...
I hate the wife.
The wife just fucked it all up.
Oh my God.
In my opinion. Because the wife and the son was just getting to the point of being an ungrateful little bastard.
Yeah, that's messed up, Dad.
You mean a teenager?
Ooh.
Teenager,
edgy.
Maybe?
No, man.
But it wasn't even that. Like, there's teens in other shows that aren't just, like, the most annoying character
in the show. I will not argue that. Well, my only thing is that I think that with Breaking Bad, they did what was right for the story, whether or not you still liked the character. They stayed true. They stayed true throughout.
Well, and then when you're dealing with Sopranos, nobody got it at first.
Nobody got it. And I know you like the ending of Sopranos, but I also know it's still debated, which is why it's on there.
No, it's heavily debated.
It's heavily debated because it's so left open to interpretation. The because it goes back to the earlier episodes of what do you think happens when you die?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a fade to black. So and that's how it ends. Yeah. So you have the guys going into the bathroom, they come back out. Of course, it's a hit, but you basically think, okay, this is how it ends.
And it's like Breaking Bad. It's kind of left open to your interpretation, because Breaking Bad, I've seen a lot of theories that it's like, oh, he didn't die. You know, even though he got shot a few times, like, you know, he might not have died, but he's going to die eventually. But, like,
the man beat cancer twice.
Exactly. So there's still that chance
got
that he could have survived. So, and they made a spinoff TV show, but Better Call Saul sucks.
What are you talking about? Better Call Saul is brilliant.
It's so well done.
It's not funny. It's not fun.
No, man.
It's not interesting. It's boring.
It's not. I will agree with you to the boring comment.
Oof.
It is not. It's not funny. It's bizarre.
It's weird on how he gets to where he is.
And
just
quite frankly,
sometimes.
Having spent the majority of my formative years in New Mexico, it's very true to the culture.
Well, okay, I'll give you that.
I
can't argue that because I've never been to New Mexico.
It's wonderful.
All right.
Because when you really think about like where Breaking Bad launches from. With Jesse Pinkman and all that, their lives suck before that show starts.
Endlessly, yeah.
And so you either get one of two things. You either get bizarrely interesting or meth head suckiness in New Mexico. And Better Call Saul is like, well, we've done the meth head suckiness, so we're gonna do the other.
We're gonna go weird, man.
Ironically, in the pilot episode, the two places that it takes place in, in Nebraska, in like backwoods Omaha, Nebraska in the mall, and then New Mexico,
right.
in Albuquerque, I lived both of those places.
So you're like, oh god, it's about me. Oh, that's why you like it.
That is part of why I like. No, so watching Breaking Bad the whole time, I annoyed Rick the whole time, because every time they do an outside scene or something, I'm like, I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been there. And to the point where he was just like, and now I just say it just to trigger like the Paolo's dog and just, rah! He just reacts to it.
I've been there like, but,
but so the pilot episode of Better Call Saul, they're in Nebraska of all places. And I'm just like, I've been there. I know that mall. He's like, he just gets so mad at me.
He's like, don't start this again.
I mean, and what I'm waiting for, and as they've progressed, it's finally happening where he meets Gus. He gets, you know, further and further entrenched into everything. So.
Yeah, it's what Star Wars should have been.
Yeah.
Oh, where you get references, but it's not like.
But it's not shoved in your face.
Here's a reference. Do you get it? It's a reference.
But we don't have to pull everything from the source material and make a backtrack reference to it. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's a metaphor. It's a metaphor already.
His name is Solo, because he was by himself.
That's so true.
Because he was by himself. Do you get it?
Yeah.
Solo.
It's a metaphor.
Those are the only problems I actually have with that movie. The rest of the movie I don't hate.
I don't.
But the bullshit, like, shoved in your face references, I hate that.
I hate the bullshit shoved in. The Solo and I've got three major things that I hate about the Solo movie that I'm like, I'm more mad about that than Game of Thrones ending. I'll tell you right now. I demand a rewrite for that. I'll tell you right. It's like, and the Solo name, like that's how he gets his name.
Yeah,
that
was dumb.
That is stupid. That's outrageous.
It's kind of a cop out.
I'm not going to get into the other two because you actually have actual news you want to talk about, I'm sure.
Do you?
So be sure to jump on the bracket, put in your vote.
I voted for Smallville. Oh, yeah.
Smallville.
Where's Smallville against?
True Blood.
True, but that ending pissed me off.
That was bad.
Like, I wake up in cold sweats in the middle of the night sometimes just thinking about her Jesus servant, Christ. Her servant Thanksgiving with vampires outside.
Talk about a pain in the ass ending. And so far from the book, and just none of it made sense.
It made no sense. It's like my entire encounter with the vampires was meaningless.
Yes. It's over.
Barbecue.
This weekend, we did see the premiere of Good Omens on Amazon.
I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't watched it either. I've seen the pilot.
We saw the first episode. And actually, I watched a little bit ahead of her. And
how are you liking it?
Hey, man, we do things without each other sometimes.
What?
Weird. Yeah, it'll go weird. Okay, so the first thing Red and I noticed in the first episode is the contradictions between Michael Sheen and David Tennant. They're so extreme.
They are very.
Isn't that the point?
No,
but
no,
it was almost
not in
a good way. Overkill. It was almost too much.
Like it's almost like they are. Not in the same room as each other.
Oh, okay.
Where David Tennant is, and oh my God, I'm not going to complain about David Tennant. I'm just going to make a comment. Ow. I know, I don't have to. I think I've proven myself.
No, we get you. We get you.
But no, I'm not going to complain. I think he's doing a great job. It's really fun. This is probably, he's way better in this than Harry Potter.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's, my God, I never thought those words would ever come out of your face.
The funny
no, but he's definitely doing like a Shakespearean stage performance of like, I gotta make sure everyone in the cheap seats can hear me.
Oh, no.
And this guy and the other guy knows he's on film and he's doing very smooth.
Yes. Michael Sheen's so very tight.
That's so weird.
So when they're next to each other, it's a little off.
Kind of takes you out of the story.
Yeah,
like a little
it's
bit.
A little off putting.
It is, and but as the story has progressed, it is more of a yin and yang. They start to complement each other a little bit more, and the interactions.
Like they've gotten through the warm up exercise.
Yes, but it's funny because
the pilot always is.
The pilot always is, but like by episode three, we start seeing them. They do like the whole flashback from the Garden of Eden where they meet, up to present day. So they like it. It's almost like a Highlander episode where they're like going through different eras.
That's cool.
And how they've done this and it's played out, it's very entertaining. I don't know why the critics aren't like totally gelling on this, but I think this is.
I only saw the first episode. That's my only complaint. My only two complaints, and you corrected me.
Ooh, go on.
Where is the chemistry from them being
a little off?
It's
okay.
It's just too
too different. Okay.
And the other one is that, and you corrected me that I was noticing Terry Pratchett's name was not appearing very prevalently, and more credit was going to Neil Gaiman than should have been, but apparently I'm wrong. Apparently his name is appearing more and more, so I will rescind. I will retract.
Well, his name is on there, and then I guess Gaiman, when they originally wrote 75% of the book, or he has a higher percentage of writing the novel than Terry did, Terry Pratchett.
Fine, but let me tell you. But Terry Pratchett's the reason we read that book.
No, and it is. And it's his humor. And you can see that in the first episode.
Yeah.
Like, the jokes and the personality.
Oh, it's more Pratchett than
my
Gaiman.
God. It just screams Pratchett.
Gaiman, to me, is very straight.
He is.
And a little boring.
And this was back when he had done Sandman and not a whole lot else.
Oh.
So he was still in that, I'm a dark, broody author and I write dark things.
And Pratchett probably came in and was like,
I saw him talking about right after Terry Pratchett died, and he was doing a tour, and he was talking about remembering when they were writing that book, and he paints this vivid picture. It's almost like he should tell stories for a living. He paints this vivid scene of him sitting in at his desk, with the hardwood walls and the dust in the air, and typing away on a typewriter because it was the 90s. Actually, it was probably the 80s when they were doing
this. I was going to say, that sounds more 80s.
And
I feel like computers were better.
Oh, no, home computers weren't a thing until like mid-90s.
That's fair.
So we were still using typewriters in the 90s. No, but anyway, so he's typing on the typewriter and going like, and then they'll do, and Terry jumping around the back and go, oh, and wouldn't it be funny if they did this? And so that's
You know what? That sounds like the show, too.
Yeah, and so that's
very much the show.
He described that. I accept that as canon. That is now how that book was written. So I don't care if Neil Gaiman wrote 75% of that. I'm sure he typed the whole damn thing out.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
With Terry Pratchett jumping around in the background, putting all the good bits in.
Well, and you can see that as far as how the storytelling goes. It is very, like, high and low.
Because otherwise it would have been exactly like Neverwhere.
Yeah. Never or Stardust.
And there's nothing wrong. No. Stardust is when Gaiman actually learned it's okay to make jokes in your writing. Because
Stardust actually is funny.
Yeah, Stardust
is just a funny moment.
He's clearly matured in that one. He's got a sense of humor in that one. But there's nothing wrong with Neverwhere. It's actually my favorite Gaiman book.
Yes.
But it would have been exactly the same. It would have been the same mood. It would have been the same feel. It would have been the same level of darkness. It would have been the same angel twist at the end.
I don't think I've ever read it.
Never read Neverwhere?
No.
No, yeah, we'll get you the audiobook for your flight.
Oh, yeah. No, that'll be good.
Yeah.
Still trying to finish Warcraft.
We'll get you the audiobook for your flight.
Because I love everything about that book. But Dor is amazing and how he developed
that is
her.
A fun book. It's a fun book. But without Terry Pratchett to put in his ridiculous puns and bad humor everywhere. And
my God, I need to read this book and watch this show.
Yeah.
Even more.
It would have been the same.
And Ham playing the Archangel, Gabriel, is hilarious.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that coming.
Oh, my God.
The guy from Mad Men.
He plays Gabriel.
Yes. It is hilarious.
You know, and it's funny because
same character.
You talk about people who play like angels and demons and stuff like that, and you watch shows like this, and then you watch shows like Supernatural, where Supernatural gets people you don't know. I like it way better when they get people you do know who play like a character.
Agreed.
Maybe you don't think they would ever play. Makes it way more interesting.
I agree.
And the characters, it is very Doctor Who-ish. There is a Doctor Who reference, and I think almost all the three episodes I've seen so far.
But I get that.
Phil Collinson, who's one of the executive producers, was also the executive producer during Tenet.
And Tenet.
Yeah. So we start seeing some reasoning trends.
Everything Tenet is in, everything, they reference Doctor Who no matter what.
If I see a weeping angel, way. I'm going to punch the TV, man.
Even like Harry Potter, they sneak in those quick, like, well, he's a wizard who meddles with time, and you're like, fucking, like,
yeah, just let it be. And, you know, it's fine, I guess. I'm trying to think if they did it in Jessica Jones, and I think they did once.
They probably did.
And I don't remember at this point, but it is funny. It is very tropey, but it is very well executed.
Okay, so it's good.
It is good. I'm enjoying
that was my
it.
Own, that's my
you
only
know
complaint.
What? You only have two complaints so far?
Well, and one I've had to retract, so I have one.
So you have one complaint.
And
one
it's
complaint.
Just all right. That the chemistry
see, that's
is
how
a
I know it's
off.
Got a good golden seal of approval.
Yeah. Because I don't just like things, man.
I mean, while I'm packing tonight, I will probably knock it out.
I'm probably
going to
go home and watch
episodes.
It.
Yeah. It's only six episodes.
Yeah. Are they long episodes at
no.
least?
No, no, they
hour
go
long.
Like,
oh.
They go like that.
Okay, well, I mean, at least an hour, it's like Game of Thrones, where they're like, well, we can crank out as little as possible, but
no, and the pace of the storytelling is great.
Oh, so it actually works.
Very unlike American Gods.
Unlike American Gods.
See, American Gods, man, the pacing is so weird.
It was so weird.
Where it's so back and forth, where I'm just like, just stay in one place.
See
for
what
five
happens
minutes,
when
please.
He tries to write without Terry Pratchett? Yeah.
Wheels fall off.
They make a good duo.
We will let you know how it. Well, we won't let you know how it ends. But our final thoughts as
Gabriel
we
dies.
The world,
as we close it out.
The world ends. I mean,
the world
it's
ends.
I was
going to
say it's in the advertising.
It is.
The Antichrist
the
is there.
The Antichrist. That whole story is hilarious.
From the trailer, I'm like, okay, I want to watch this because he's the kid's like the kid's friends are like, where are you going? He's like, to end the world. Like, oh, okay.
No, but how the Antichrist ends up here on Earth is even better.
We'll get there. You'll watch
you'll
it.
Get there.
You'll
watch
have,
it.
You'll
watch
time.
It.
I'll watch it.
Also, that came out this weekend was the new Godzilla film, which I know you settled up.
Oh, it's so good.
On opening weekend.
It's so good.
Is it?
Go
looks
watch
like
it.
Independence Day with monsters.
But that's the fun part. It's Independence Day without the bullshit human beings.
Okay, so they learned their mistake from the first Godzilla.
Oh, absolutely. I know a lot of critics are frustrated. Because you didn't get to see Millie Bobby Brown as much as you wanted to.
I don't need to.
I don't care. That's the thing. I go to those movies, and everybody else goes to those movies.
For the
everybody
monsters.
Who's not a movie critic goes to those movies to watch giant monsters beat the crap out of each other.
Yes.
And that's what they did.
They might as well be wearing sumo hairdos.
And that's the thing. It's perfect. in that regard.
Well, and I figure what Millie Bobby's role is in this film is like the little girl in the Mothra story, the original one, with the little Asian girls, but they kind of switched it up, and she's now playing mentor to Godzilla.
Not even that much. She's not even perfect. In that movie that much.
Awesome.
So that's the thing. She's a decent side character, and her character is more interesting than a lot of the other characters. But who I really like is the people on, like, so the story takes place more with Monarch. Because, like, the first one, it was kind of more like the military guy going out for his wife.
Right.
You don't really see a lot of Monarch. This one takes place only from Monarch's point of view.
Cool.
So you've got all the secret agent kind of feels. You got a lot of scientists and stuff like that. They are way more interesting than, like, jarhead military guy.
Sweet.
I hate to say that. But, like, and obviously the military stuff is in there still. Because you've got Ice Cube's kid who's a soldier. But it makes way more sense that they're, like, working with Monarch. It's so good.
Right.
It's so much better.
Well, and
there's so much less human being bullshit.
And that's what we want.
Yeah.
That is what we're going to this movie for. Because I don't need to see Millie Bobby Johnson, whatever the hell her name is.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Stranger Things is next month.
Yeah.
I can wait.
I don't need to see Eleven doing things with monsters. And her character is just annoying enough to be like, okay, no, I get that. Because, I mean, she's like, I'm going to run away, and you guys are going to have to find me. And it's like, all right.
Does somebody step
cool.
on her?
No.
No.
No. There's this whole thing with the mom and the dad. Of course, mom and dad have a divorce. And
oh, of course.
It's like a very cliche, like, mom and dad have a divorce, and I'm going to run away, like, kind of thing. But everybody else in that movie is great.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
So,
Godzilla's good. Rodan's awesome. Love King Ghidorah.
Are there any monsters that you're like, how many do we see? Because they, because we talked about it.
Like seven in the
trailer. I was gonna say, without spoiling too much of what actually goes on with the plot, I mean, it's a giant monster movie. There's not much plot. You see about 10 different monsters.
Okay.
Not for very long. Each of them, the main four from like the trailers that you see, they get the most screen time.
Well, that sounds like a good roller coaster water park ride.
No, and like, what we talked about when they're saying like 153 monsters showed up when we talked about that last week. That was our big fear that there would be too many monsters.
No, absolutely not. The nice thing is they kind of make it like a world event this time. Like, whereas before it kind of happened, it was like
located to like
very Pacific Rim.
Yeah, exactly, where they tried to locate it. But no, now it's like, oh, it's all over the place. And god damn if they don't mention Kong Skull Island enough. God damn.
That's the third film.
It's just like, hey, did you guys know there's a monster on Skull Island? Hey, did you know there's a monster on Skull Island?
There's a place called Skull Island.
There's
did
a place
you know?
Called Skull Island.
Did you know? And there's a monster
like,
that lives
like,
there.
Like, we get it. That's the only complaint I have is they
we
just
should go
kept,
get Samuel L. Jackson kept, to go to that Skull Island place.
Yeah. Is there going to be a sequel?
Yes.
Yes.
They should make a video game to that.
They did. It's out of Lego.
They should make a video game for Red versus Blue.
You know what I was pissed about, speaking of that?
Oh, no. Go on.
So Blizzard was at DCC this year.
Oh, of course.
Over the weekend that they had the anniversary for Overwatch.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
They had nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, they had like a special like trailer animated thing, but it's something that we've seen before. But with the anniversary and all that going on.
What did they have there, then?
Didn't we have like all those figurines?
Yeah. They had like a big booth set up that you could buy swag.
You could buy shit.
No, do they have the Nerf guns? Because I want the Nerf guns.
No.
Damn it. I can't find them anywhere, and it's really
frustrating. I didn't make a sale at that booth.
Well, that's the thing is I feel like a lot of those companies just go out there to sell you merch.
Yeah. Which so. I was a little upset. I was like,
nope. Speaking of which, buy my merch.
Buy our merch.
We're going to have a merch thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's going on.
It's happening.
It's
I get my own t-shirt.
You do.
Barry. The Crete's Barry.
Another Spoilers. Show. Okay, so this is something, and I don't know if I'm going to get in on this, but I saw a commercial for it, and I am completely pulled in.
Go
Absolutely.
On.
Holy moly, Extreme Putt-Putt.
I'm sorry?
Holy moly, Extreme Putt-Putt.
I'm going to need context before I react.
Okay.
Is this a movie?
This is a TV show that is going to be on NBC.
Is it a creation thing, or is this like a is this fiction or competition?
It is from the commercial a competitive.
I'm out.
Extreme putt-putt show.
I'm in.
I was so hoping for like a Dirty Business bad show.
Here's the thing: if it's like American Ninja Warrior, I can eventually try out for it.
Well,
and I want to be the putt putt master.
It looks like, oh my god, I'm gonna pay for you to go do this.
I'll wear a 5280 shirt.
Yes. Well, it has Rob Riggle.
All right, I was tracked. I'm in. If Aaron's doing it, I'm in.
Rob Riggle.
Rob Riggle's one of the announcers. What reminds me about it? It reminds me of Extreme Elimination, but it has like a putt putt theme. You have like people dropping through the floors. They're getting hit with like.
Oh my god! So it's like all the Nickelodeon old like shows.
Yes.
Oh my
but
god!
You have to play putt putt.
Where's
while
Mark
you're entering.
Summers?
When do I get to enter? Can I wear a helmet?
We need to get you in this. The show's premiere is on June 20th.
Yeah, we gotta start filming this audition.
No, we gotta get people to watch this so there's a second season.
Yes.
So I can get on the show.
Yes.
All right.
I agree. Because we
well, see now you're in.
Well, if you're doing it, I'm in.
we're gonna train you.
Oh my god, we'll have a training montage.
We'll have a training montage where we take you to different putt putt courses in town. Okay.
It's putt putt training.
But while you're trying to putt putt, we're gonna do things to you. We're
you're
gonna
just throw crap at me.
Throw crap at you. Hit you with.
We're gonna
foam
get
mallets.
Kicked out of so many places. It's gonna be
yes.
great.
Well, that's why we keep going to different putt putt places.
Yes.
There's it's like, not just because oh Aaron has the course. No,
we gotta keep you fresh.
Yeah. No, it's not because of that. It's because you're gonna hit me in the face with like the American Gladiator thing.
Right. We don't want you to cut down on your
bring
par.
A glitter bomb. Yeah.
Oh no, that's too much. That's too much.
One of those t-shirt cannons.
Yeah, no, see that'd be funny, just right in the gut. Just no.
You landed it with potatoes. Why?
Yeah, you just have a potato gun out on a putt putt course. Yeah, you.
How
jump,
did you get that in here?
You jump up from behind like the windmill. Fire.
Shapow pow.
But no, see, okay, I'm way more this. Interested in the show now.
I know. Because this is the only reason I brought this up. Because if we could get you up to putt-putt shape.
Am I not up to putt-putt shape? Am I not up to
I don't
par?
Know. I don't know. We got to see what you got, man.
we'll go to the first course. You hit me in the face with a giant Q-tip. And I'm just like, I'm not ready.
I'm done. We have to build up your endurance.
I've never seen you play.
I'm gonna get a jumpsuit. Like Evel Knievel
no,
with
we'll
a cape?
To, no, no, no.
Oh, no
we're going to
get
you a singlet. Like a wrestling singlet.
No, like total.
No? Oh, yeah.
Oh, there we go.
5280 testing.
Oh, chase you with Mantis.
Private Cheeseburger takes to the field.
Chase you with Mantis.
Get you your helmet.
What does it say? I have to wear the helmet.
Portal is making a comeback. I noticed this last.
It's it's free on Xbox 360 right now.
Oh, okay.
So it's the free game of the month.
It was everywhere this weekend, mm-hmm. and I am not complaining. It's I love Portal. Every time I try and find Portal stuff, it's really hard now.
Yeah, I feel like because of that, because it was free. For
I'm
a little
super
while,
excited.
People
about
are back
this
into
one.
It.
I'm mm-hmm. super. I think Portal is one of the best games of all time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay. Very unique. It's very. It holds up. It's got a great story. It's hilarious. It's like Terry Pratchett was involved. I mean, it's great.
So I'm sorry. This is, what is the name of this?
It is. It is
show?
Called Holy Moly, Extreme. It's just called Holy Moly.
Holy Moly, Extreme Putt Putt.
Yeah.
Look for your friend Private Cheeseburger.
Private Cheeseburger.
Oh, it's on ABC too.
Oh, no streaming.
My
what?
God.
So we can get in to go into your helmet like a card for keeping score.
We're doing this. Oh, I'm absolutely getting the training montage together.
Yes,
oh my
training
God,
montage.
We're doing this.
Well,
so
we'll have
good.
Zach film you.
Yes,
we'll have Rick lay down some licks, some cool training montage.
Yeah,
licks.
Yeah, I want a hardcore training montage.
Yes,
from an acoustic band.
Yes.
Oh, we can do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
From an acoustic '90s cover band.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
We should. Totally,
we can. We.
We
I want
totally
to hear what like a training montage with a cajon sounds like because that would be awesome.
It sounds like this.
I feel like your husband could pull this off. I feel like the man could do it.
I think he can. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm totally on board for this.
Cool. All
right.
Cool. Stop plotting on the podcast and get back to the news.
All right. The other weird news that came across my desk. I don't know what I missed, but
who sends him this stuff?
Jordan Peele.
I don't know. I feel like he just sits at his desk.
I just
you have a news desk, exactly, and somebody's exactly just like, "Hey, boss, we got this for you."
I always think of like the Muppets news.
Yes.
Doesn't he look like the Muppet news guy?
The Eagle? Sam
no.
the Eagle?
No,
it wasn't Sam the Eagle. Who's on Muppets News?
The guy Smiley.
Oh, shit. Guy Smiley with the glasses.
Yes.
And, yes. My head's not that big.
Yeah, it is.
Need
oh,
to,
shit.
Need to yeah, get a picture because I'm picturing it, but...
as I'm sitting in the bullpen, these things come across my desk. Anyway, did I miss a meeting? When did Jordan Peele become such a horror?
Get out.
Nut.
It was definitely Get Out. He does look like Guy Smiley. But
my head is not that big.
Yeah, it is. Getting there. Yeah, it is.
But it was Get Out, and
your
then
poor mother.
And then with Us. Us is actually really good.
Oh man, no! We are in a golden age of horror like no other. Horror is new.
I like comedians making horror movies. This is great.
This is great. So now
he's great at horror and drama because there's a reason they're funny. And it's because they know what is horrifying better than the rest of us.
That's true.
Well, he is now taking over the sequel for Candyman.
Is it a sequel or a reboot?
He's saying it's a sequel. Now, ooh. Tony Todd is going to be involved
the
in
original?
It. Yes.
Yeah, because originally he wasn't going to be.
No.
Bade did not call him. They did not talk to him. But, okay, if Jordan Peele's bringing him back in, I'm good. We're good.
I mean, you can't... let's face it. Tony Todd made... the Candyman.
Well, it'd be like doing Freddy Krueger without
Robert Englund.
Robert Englund. It's not the same.
No.
Oh, and they tried
and
to do that.
If you're going
to
do a cover song, you gotta add something special.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're going to do a reboot, you can't just reshoot it. You have to make it. You have to make it your own.
Like a certain movie in 2016.
I wonder when that would be.
I don't know.
It's
good.
It is good. It's a perfect example of if you're going to rebake something, you better make it.
I was trying to think of the opposite of that, where they didn't do that.
So this is
I'm not going to name names.
I feel I'm missing a joke. They'll explain it to me later.
It's fine.
You all get it.
It has to do with
laugh at my
with a certain group of.
I'm busting up inside.
It doesn't make me feel good this time.
No, but get Tony involved for the sequel. I think is a great way of getting this crossed over. Besides the personal relationship that I have with the man, he's awesome.
You have a personal relationship with him?
Yes, I know Tony personally. I've hung out with him.
I did not know.
Yes,
I did not know that.
Wait,
who?
Tony Todd, the Candyman.
I just have the Willy Wonka song stuck in my head.
Willy Wonka.
And I never asked him this. But how do you stand the bees like crawling over? Because the one thing that I don't, the one horror that I don't like is like the creepy crawly.
Do you want me to explain
things.
It to you? They're not real.
They
don't use practical bees in the candy.
No, man, they use wasps, obviously. They're cheaper. They're
easier to train?
Yeah.
Like fleas?
I don't feel like that's true.
You know what? You're going to ask stupid questions. I'm going to give you bullshit answers. That's just how you... That's
you're
how
not
you
wrong.
Live.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
I like horror, but I don't like buggy, creepy, crawly...
Then you're not going to like Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. No, not Scary Stories to Tell. Is it Scary Stories?
Yeah, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
That's right.
They dropped a new trailer today.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
That's
I'm
right
so excited.
The corner.
So excited.
That
so
looks
excited.
Good. That one looks good.
This is my childhood.
Yeah.
This is
and
my childhood.
With Guillermo del Toro, I trust that.
I do.
Because from the trailers, it looks like the creepy drawings from the books.
This is correct.
Yeah.
When is that premiering? Do you remember?
I want to say October. Oh.
That's
in August?
I don't know. Don't quote me. I'm guessing.
I can look it up while you guys talk about something else.
What?
News that facts checks?
Yeah, weird. I can fact check something.
Oh, thank God for the internet, man.
Oh, no. But now we don't know what to talk about.
But I'm as we get more information on the Candyman, at least... Peele seems to be hitting.
Ooh, I did not.
Greg was right.
I didn't.
August 9th.
Oh, cool.
August 9th.
Sweet. I love it when I'm right.
Is this not something I want to watch? Are you saying there's a lot of creepy, crawly, yucky?
Well,
no, you have to watch it.
Well,
you don't get an option.
You don't get a choice. But there is a part.
Because I drive your ass around, and you're going to go where I tell you.
I mean, there is a part where the girl has a zit. And it turns out it's not a zit.
And something crawls out of it.
Yeah, it's a spider that the spider laid eggs in her face.
If you don't want to go to where I want to go to, get your own car.
Oof.
You're so vicious.
You know what?
She's not wrong.
You're right. If it hadn't been, if I'd been driving around for 2 years, yes, I would be so vicious.
Yikes. I'm going to see it, of course.
Everybody pay.
I'll be cringeworthy.
Pay our Patreon so Smurf can get a car. That's what the Patreon is really going towards.
Yes.
It's not to actually fund us. It's just so Smurf can get
places. Smurf can drive around.
And Smurf is us. If he's not funded, then we're not funded.
The other weird news, this came out of actually the new unveiling of the Star Wars park the other night. Indiana Jones 5 will start filming next year, according to Harrison Ford.
Oh, is he going to have his walker and his whip? He's fucking old, dude.
And an IV drip.
Just stop. Just stop.
Well, the funny thing is...
Well, make new movies.
Yeah.
Stop doing this. Stop revisiting the same old stuff. Just
well, I
mean,
so the Crystal Skull happened in...
Is he gonna do a new Witness, too? Like, are we just going to do all the characters?
We're getting to that joke in Back to the Future Part 2, where it's like Jaws 16.
Yeah.
It's just like, the shark still looks fake.
Still looks
Rocky
fake.
Five. Thousand.
Yeah, it's like, just stop.
Well, and then we get the trailer for the new Rambo film.
I didn't know it was Rambo.
Devin
and I were sitting there watching the trailer at Godzilla, and I was like, oh, Sylvester Stallone's in a new, like, action movie, because it's just another action movie.
I saw it, and I was all like, oh, this is totally, I was like, oh my god, this looks just like Rambo. Yeah. Rambo! Like, but, I gotta stop doing that.
And Devin told me, she's like, yeah, they kept showing the knife over and over again.
Yeah.
Like...
I honestly thought it was like another Expendables.
Yeah, see,
yeah, you were hoping it was going to be a tongue-in-cheek kind of thing.
Yeah.
No, we're not that lucky.
It's a serious...
We're not that lucky.
I've gone to war.
Adrian.
I've done this.
Adrian, we're going to go kill some people.
It's just so overplayed. But I guess Harrison Ford was originally misquoted saying that they were starting filming next month or next week. And everybody jumped on this. They're like, what? How are you starting?
They're like, no, Spider-Man, no!
Oops.
It's
okay. Disney was probably going to release it soon anyway, but just not, today.
Just not today. Especially with, but you can't tell Harrison Ford to shut up.
No. He was probably at the release thing, like, getting drunk. Be like, hey, did you know I'm going to be in another Indiana Jones movie?
Because
nobody else can play
bet?
Him. No, he's damn frustrated, and he said in an interview, nobody else will play Indiana Jones except for him.
Yeah, he said, in fact, quote, nobody is going to play Indiana Jones. Don't you get it? I'm Indiana Jones.
Except That's not what the problem is. The problem is you're making more Indiana Jones movies.
Except for that time where they had kid Indiana Jones. But
a young Indiana Jones Chronicles.
You don't talk to him about that.
No, he's dead.
There was a trombone involved.
He further went on to say, I'm gone, he's gone. It's that easy. This is a hell of a way to tell Chris Pine this. I'm sorry, man.
Chris Pine?
Chris Pine. Because I thought I was going to say Pratt, but he actually said Chris Pine.
Why Chris Pine? No, Chris Pratt's the one I want.
Me too.
I would prefer, in a different way, but yeah.
Chris,
no.
I would prefer Chris Pratt to take over.
Chris Pratt as the new Indiana Jones.
Pratt is the...
I'd watch that.
I think Harrison Ford got his Chris's confused because everybody knows it's Chris Pratt. But I think he...
Nah, fuck Chris Pratt.
We all know who's the leader here.
Yes.
Disney.
Yes.
Yeah, the mouse has the say. The mouse has
the say. The Asgardians of the galaxy.
Yeah, Asgardians of the galaxy. That's hilarious.
No, Walt Disney will tear down everything you love. And just keep making more.
And
Factory of Dreams.
Speaking of trombones, Sans was the popular costume this year.
He was.
I want to do a Sans cosplay.
Which, first of all, I thought was very smart because, you can wear slippers and a hoodie and call it a cosplay.
See? That's why I want to cosplay him.
But...
So easy.
There was more Sans than Deadpool.
It's becoming... Sans is kind of becoming that, where it's kind of the Deadpool... Because I think Deadpool has been so done, and people are like, well, what's the new thing? Oh, yeah, the interdimensional skeleton thing that has a blue eye. That. Go with that.
Well,
go with
that. How is it new, though?
It's new in the cosplay community, because you don't see that too often.
It's a hoodie and
exactly.
slippers.
Well, now it is. I mean, I think the hardest part was trying to figure out how to do the skull head. I mean, we saw better ones than we have in the past.
My favorite, and not because it was clever, but because it was clever, not because it was good, was the Sans beanie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's
hoodie,
all it was. He was just wearing a beanie and a hoodie.
Beanie, hoodie, and slippers. And I was
what? That's my kind of cosplay.
Yep. That's
no,
what
I'm doing that.
I did like your cosplay you had the other night of Peter
Peter B. Parker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, you just put on...
I went to Hot Topic and got that shirt that day.
You had to find different shoes. That's the best part. That made it.
Yeah. I saw another guy who had the Peter B. Parker stuff on.
Right.
But I'm sorry, I look way funnier in sweatpants.
Yeah, well. Yes, you do.
Like, he was like a skinny dude, and I'm like, no, I'm a fat guy in a Spider-Man t-shirt who looks like a homeless man. Like,
so let me tell you the funniest thing I saw.
Go on.
Was somebody doing... Okay, I saw quite a few fat Thors.
Good.
Totally like the joke.
Good.
But there was one guy who did fat Thor, and his belly was fake.
No.
Yeah, yes. he was a skinny guy doing fat Thor.
He had
Thor.
A fat belly? He had a fake
he
fat
went,
belly?
Yeah, he got the Santa suit.
He had a Santa belly.
That's hysterical.
I know.
That's
the
really
one,
funny.
The one skinny nerd did fat Thor. That made my day.
Like, he could have just done... You know what? I'm going to give it to him.
No. No, that made my... That was...
We you get points, dude. That's an achievement.
I had a great time this year, I must say.
Achievement score.
Once
right
you
there.
Get all the comic book assholes out of the way, conventions are actually
thing.
Fun.
Like, you get out of the guys who, like, try and actually you.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Once you get past that, everything's fine. Cons are fun.
Cons are fun.
I'm looking forward to Dragon Con this year.
No Dragon
no
Con.
No Dragon Con.
No?
No. Georgia.
Georgia.
Or Board Cotton.
Yeah. No.
I'm
but, you guys have fun.
That's politics. We won't talk about that. You can look to see the untitled Indiana Jones film July 9th, 2021. Fucking hell. This is coming closer and closer to Back to the Future. Jesus.
Yep. It's happening.
It is happening.
14. I want Jaws 16, damn it.
No, we got the Meg. That's what you're getting. And you know what?
Well, we made that, but bigger.
And you know what? The shark still job. Looked weird.
Shark still look weird.
Shark still looks fake, damn it.
It did. Did you see the, like, when I first saw the first preview for the Meg, that was the first thought through my head was, oh my God, it's Back to the Future, and yes, that shark looks fake.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what bothers me? Hold on. Now that I think about it.
Oh, go on.
If we're getting Indiana Jones 5.
Sure.
Does that mean we get Shia LaBeouf back?
No.
You know... I hate to say that was also a thought that crossed my mind when I saw this, but I don't think so.
No.
I don't think Harrison Ford liked him very much.
I don't think any of us liked him very
much,
but that's beside the point.
But,
oh, no. When he did the Indiana Jones movie, Crystal Skull, we still liked him. That
yeah,
was that was
exactly.
Before he got weird.
That was the turning point, I think.
And he got... and then
that's post-Transformers, right?
He hung out... I think he had too much of Dan Aykroyd's vodka, and he hasn't recovered.
No, that sounds about right. Yeah,
because yeah, Shia LaBeouf hasn't been likable since he did that movie.
Man, I hate to see that because he was a good actor.
Well, I don't think it was his performance that made us hate him. I think it was
the
fact that he just turned into a weirdo,
certified whack job.
He's like,
he
what
just
was
got
it?
Weird.
Because he did that weird protest in like Central Park or something,
where he just had people like yell at him for like 6 hours.
Yeah,
he just sat in a room and just said, "Just say mean things to me." He didn't say a word. He just sat there.
And then there was the one he bought a theater out.
Yeah,
and had all these people come and watch all of his films at once.
I
yep.
think I think
in
what
one
this
city.
Means is Disney really fucks you up more than we know.
Oh yeah,
all right.
Oh for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, for sure. Not just sort
but
of
I
Michael
don't want,
Bay, apparently.
I don't want Shia LaBeouf in there.
He does have a good... He does have a couple... There are a couple of good scenes from that movie that don't redeem the entire movie, but are at least funny. No, there's the scene with the jocks and the greasers that makes me laugh every time.
Okay.
Maybe that wasn't their intention to make you laugh.
Oh, man,
that
tracks.
But
that tracks.
They whip out their switchblade combs, single one of them. No, and then he dips the cone in the one guy's Coke and slicks his hair back. And I'm just like, that's kind of funny.
It is.
They had some good ideas and some good thoughts, but then he gets in a refrigerator and survives a nuclear blast. And
yeah.
I just...
Yeah, it's just...
Just doesn't work.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work.
So, well, maybe they'll redeem
themselves.
Ben Wyatt
is correct. It just
maybe
just
there just won't be aliens this time.
Who is he gonna... What's he gonna... I mean, we're almost
Russians.
Up on...
It's got to be a
Russian
thing.
It has
right?
to be now because
it's got to be a Russian thing.
The Cold War is essentially where he's at, coming into Vietnam.
If he's going to be that old, he can't be fighting Nazis anymore.
No. Well, there's no they're gone.
Yeah, that's too fresh. Like if he fights Nazis, then he's clearly 105, and it's now.
It's the Russians.
Yeah, I was gonna say
where they're just wheeling him in there.
Well, it could be Vietnam though. No, because I guess that was Crystal Skull, wasn't it?
Kind of.
But that's still, there's still,
you
were
still fighting
war.
Nazis,
but that's
right?
That's still Cold War.
Yeah, it's still Cold War.
Maybe they're moon Nazis.
I would be okay
with
that.
Moon Nazis.
If he goes to the moon.
Or Argentina.
If we get old man Harrison Ford to the moon. No, I'm good. Let's
okay, do that.
He gets it. Old man Indiana Jones, he's wearing the hat over the spacesuit.
Not under.
Not under. It's on top. He can be sitting there with Stan Lee talking to the Watchers.
Oh,
I'm in.
God.
He's just in the rocket jump. I don't know how I got into this mess, but I still got my whip.
I got my whip.
I don't know why I gave him that accent.
And I got my hat. Another thing that in television news, Magic the Gathering has now been greenlit and as a Netflix series.
Yeah, the Russo brothers are taking over.
The Russo brothers have taken over. It's an animated series, so eliminates any kind of difficulties
that
actually filming
so much
this.
Better for this.
How else are you going to do this?
It's like World of Warcraft, where it should have been animated.
World of Warcraft was a great movie.
It's not a bad movie.
I still haven't
seen it. It's not a bad movie. I actually like that movie.
As far as video game movie, I think that definitely makes the top five game movie adaptations.
It's Detective Pikachu and then the Super Mario Brothers movie. Then Mortal Kombat, then World of Warcraft.
I don't agree with that
and
order,
somebody can
but,
fight
I,
me.
But I do agree with those choices. Those choices, different orders. I agree.
Fair enough.
If they had made it an animated, it probably actually would have been a much more successful film instead of
I hate to say that, but yeah. Because it's not a bad movie, but I can see why people don't like it. But, I mean, Magic the Gathering, so are we just getting more, like, well, I guess it's not a video game, but I feel like it's on Netflix, right?
It'll be on Netflix. Yeah. It's a new series.
So they're picking up Witcher and Magic the Gathering.
Netflix is picking up all of HBO's cancellations.
I mean, they should.
And
these are okay
Stars,
cancellations.
Stars is starting to advertise some shows that I haven't researched. It just was what the TV was on. And I was like, okay, I'm going to discover these things.
Who's doing Nosferatu?
That's AMC.
That's AMC.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I saw that. I saw that pop up on my radar.
I have heard
now.
Not good things.
Oh, really? Yeah. I haven't watched the show yet. But
there's only been one episode so far.
But I have not heard good things.
All right.
This is especially if you watch Good Omens first. This is not gonna.
Need a palate cleanser in between if I'm gonna tackle this.
Well, it's like the difference between Umbrella Academy and Doom Patrol, probably.
Yeah, that checks.
It's like similar thing, like not the same, but similar enough to be like, yeah, maybe take a minute.
It's not even like the paranormal, supernatural-esque with a droll sense of humor on serious subjects. Yeah, it's
maybe take a breather.
That's a little.
I mean, it just showed up today when I was going through stuff, and I'm like, I didn't even know the series premiered. Yeah. I was like, that's kind of.
I just like the license plate.
Yes,
it's so the Celebrity Machines, who I think used to be based out of Colorado here.
Are they the ones that customized?
They're
that
the ones who made the plate
rolls. Oh, okay,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if Netflix wants to keep picking up these shows, I'm kind of okay with it.
Yeah,
I mean, they're doing well.
They're the ones who also said they want to pick up The Legend of Zelda, right?
Yeah, they're doing the live action Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
Which again,
we're getting into video game card territory where, you know, I want my World of Warcraft. I want my
You know what? To be fair,
Witcher is fine.
They have been ignored for way too long. I mean, I'm surprised we've gone this far without someone trying to tackle this.
I want to say I thought I saw a rumor that we're going to get a Dungeons and Dragons movie too.
Another one?
That's a commercial.
Okay, so there was the commercial for
it. No. It's a car commercial over from Venezuela, I think.
That's disappointing.
And they styled the whole commercial off the original 1980s Dungeons & Dragons cartoon. So they have all of the characters
That's cool.
In full gear. And I thought
it was
going to
be a live-action thing.
I was hoping for a live-action thing.
So,
it's actually a car commercial.
Okay.
But it is really well done.
But it puts it out there.
Yes, it
that
does.
That somebody might, especially with the popularity of things like Stranger Things, where it's like people are wanting that 80s nostalgia. But I agree, it's been too long that we've gotten any Nintendo properties out there, too.
And I don't know what's been the delay, because, budget, maybe.
Yeah, have you seen the Super Mario Brothers movie? I love that movie.
I know you love that movie, but it is not number two on the checklist, I'll tell you.
See, that's the thing, is everybody hates that movie.
I don't hate that movie. It's just not the best adaptation.
It's not a good movie.
It's not a good adaptation. It's a great movie. It's not a good adaptation.
And that's why Nintendo has been scared for years to let their IPs go, It's the reason they've kept everything in-house. They've done animated stuff, but that was all done in-house.
Yeah. You can keep an eye on it. It's still animated.
Yeah, though. They're finally letting it kind of go one thing at a time. We're getting a Super Mario Brothers movie from Illumination eventually.
I'm having a great time disagreeing with Aaron.
We're getting a Mortal Kombat relaunch.
We should
relaunch.
Definitely do this more often.
What do you mean? Disagreeing what? With me?
Oh, you're wrong.
What? I'm not saying wrong? That. I'm just saying they're doing this. They're finally letting it go.
I'm still on the Mario Brother movie.
Oh, you're still on that? That it's a good movie and you're wrong? No, it's not a good movie.
At this point, I don't even care what my stance is. I'm just going to take the opposite of yours and just argue.
I hate the bands you like.
I'm having a great time arguing.
There's only two redeemable things about that film. One.
The fact that they were both drunk the entire time?
That would be number three. One is the little wind-up bomb.
The bomb.
It's perfect. That was great. And, of course, Dennis Hopper.
Man, that movie's great.
John Leguizamo and, what's his name?
Bob Hoskins.
Are so good in that movie because they're so bad.
No, man,
they're,
that movie's great. That movie holds up.
They're drunk.
No, it's a terrible adaptation, but that movie is great.
It's on par with The Room. Where it's like, if I'm going to get a group of friends together and we're like, what the hell should we watch? I will always suggest that movie. Always.
I appreciate that because I'm not watching The Room again.
Oh, no. No, see, but that's why you got to think different.
You got to think different.
It's between that or Robot Jocks for me.
You
got to
keep it fresh.
Yeah. Robot Jocks is Pacific Rim in the 80s, and it's bad.
Also, in streaming services news, Carnival Row is going to be the latest one that Amazon is going to offer from Orlando Bloom and Cara.
Orlando
and I'm going to butcher
is
this.
Cara Delevingne.
Thank you. They're doing this fantasy series. We got a quick trailer today and a teaser poster. She looks awesome with these big wings, and I don't know if it's like fairies and steampunk or what the premise is.
I'm reading this. Set in a neo-Victorian city that can be best described as steampunk-ish. Like, what?
Yeah. I'm like, okay. So I don't, when I first saw it, I was like, I thought it was some image title that I had missed. But no,
that sounds right.
Doesn't it? When I looked at the wings and all that, I'm like...
It looks like Image's stuff.
It looks like some Image story.
I have recently come to terms with my opinions on steampunk, and...
And?
They're not good.
You know, what I will say about steampunk, the idea is cool, but a lot of the people who are involved in steampunk are not that.
Well... No, I've just... anyway.
Everything's a Zeppelin.
Everything is a Zeppelin.
They're all Zeppelins.
If I could have a Zeppelin, I would.
And none of them listen to Led Zeppelin.
That is weird.
That is so strange.
I want Zeppelin on a Victrola. Like... I need this in my life.
Mine's made of lead. No, no one even makes lead.
No one does it.
There's never that joke.
That joke is never.
But even in the trailer that I watched, Orlando Bloom, I don't know if he's just been out of it too long.
No, the British has caught up to him.
You think that's
the
what
British
it is?
The British has caught up to him.
No, man.
Wow.
As soon as he, like, when he showed up in The Hobbit, he was starting to get the jowls, the British jowls.
He's got him in this, and he's very British.
No, he's like, I hate to dog on people, but no, man. Eventually, the British catches up to you.
Well.
No, he's Scottish.
He is Scottish.
Isn't that the same?
Yes.
Ask a Scotsman.
Oh. Like, well, after Brexit.
No.
I
dare you.
You guys are the same, right?
Yes. So supposedly it's a fantasy world filled with mythological creatures, immigrants.
And Zeppelins.
They're feared by humans.
I feel like I'm being gaslit.
They're forbidden to live, love, or fly.
That's good.
They're monsters.
Oh, okay. So it's that kind of premise. And
yeah, we'll
it's
see.
Like that Bright show that never took off the ground.
Don't bright it up, man. Don't bright it up.
I had such high hopes for
we
that
We all
show.
Had such high hopes. And do you know what the problem with Bright is? It's like, I found this
they
out
didn't
recently.
They didn't find a writer?
They didn't pay for writers.
What?
So they didn't hire any writers, so they didn't, because they were too cheap.
The director just write it?
Apparently they just gave all their budget to Will Smith. And so they couldn't afford
said,
writers.
Go.
So there's no actual writing, which is why
Are you serious?
Which is part of why that movie It was a big fail.
I had such high hopes for it. It was supposed to be a TV show.
It's almost like writing isn't something anyone can do.
Weird.
It's almost like it's a legitimate career choice.
Huh. Go figure. All right, maybe this will do well. Amazon has been iffy for me with shows.
It's 50-50.
Yeah, it is.
The Man in High Castle is great. The Tick is great. Everything else
I've
watched.
Canceled.
I know.
No. Don't tell me. He's right, though. Because Amazon, their stuff is either Walking Dead Season 1 level amazing or Walking Dead Season Now awful.
There's no in-between for their shows. Mm-mm. Everything I've watched from them, I'm like, man, I love this, or man, I fucking hate this. Mm-hmm.
And
I have never felt in between.
I'm worried because as I've been watching Grand Tour.
Yeah, Grand Tour is great.
Grand Tour is great, but now they're changing it up because I guess they're just going, they're getting away from the tent, they're getting away from the studio, they're doing the tour and adventures.
I'm fine with that because that's how Top Gear was for a while, where they were just doing tours and they were just going out and doing stuff.
Some of it's fine, but there's still, you know what, I still want the conversation
street. No, the studio stuff, yeah, the studio stuff's great, but I hate to say I don't watch it for that. I
do watch it for the adventures.
I watch it because they're driving fast cars across a country.
I just want to see.
Cool.
I'm waiting for them to kill one or the other. I really am waiting for that to happen.
It's going to be Hammond. Because he's
Hammond's
the one who's
died,
almost died the most times.
What's he, three times in the last season?
Three times because he keeps crashing his Porsche. He keeps crashing his car.
He crashed the one electric car and it caught fire.
And,
it burned for a week.
And he said
That's
at
a
one
very
point,
Silent Hill.
He's probably going to lose his memory. Because he keeps hitting his head when he does crash. So it's not just like, oh, I got in a car. No, it's like I slam my head into the window every time.
Every time.
So they're going to lose one of the three.
Yeah.
And then they're going to cancel the show.
Be sad. So I'm worried that they'll mess up Top Gear. Tick is gone. Yeah. High Castle's gone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did that show actually end? I haven't caught up on it.
I don't know because I didn't...
Yeah, I don't know.
I like that alternate history stuff, though, man. That's why I thought it was interesting. But
yeah, but I don't think they attacked it well.
No, they didn't.
There wasn't
exciting.
Enough suspense.
No, it's not exciting.
No.
Watching the first couple
of
episodes.
The Cold War is not exciting, no matter what alternate history it is.
Tell that to the Americans.
But there were Nazis, damn it.
No, the Americans is badass. That I can't even argue that. The Americans was... okay.
The... we'll see what Amazon comes up with. Speaking of actual jobs,
I've got one.
You do?
Oh dear!
You don't pay me enough.
I can never pay you what you're worth. Four new Harry Potter books will be showing up next
month.
Oh
gosh!
Everyone's gay.
Nobody cares.
Everyone's gay.
You know what? I was almost on board with that statement, but the more and more I thought about it, and as the new films have come out.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what I was not...
I flip-flopped on that stance.
I'm going to tell you what I was not willing to tell the 8-year-old on the train to Comic-Con.
Oh my God, that was hilarious.
Who was telling us about how is very impressed that Harry Potter was being seen a lot this year. Is it's 20 years old, nobody cares.
Yeah. You know,
it's like, oh my God, there's Jedis at a convention. Yeah. Yeah, there have been Jedis since...
There's
since
Ghostbusters.
There were no Ghostbusters.
Nobody cares.
I saw one in
a
picture.
Man, there are plenty of Ghostbusters.
Somebody took.
There were a few. But
they were all spirited, but none of them...
See, that's cheating.
There were a lot of spirit
that's
packs.
That's cheating. I hate that.
No, there was a lot of spirit jumpsuits.
Uh-huh.
See, that's worse.
Yeah.
The spirit packs, I can understand.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
But I've had this argument before where that jumpsuit from Spirit Halloween is the same price... as one you can get from, like, any flight suit. The patches might run you a little bit more, but...
Worth it.
How hard is it to...
Yeah.
You're spending $80 on a flight suit that says Venkman on it. You're not Venkman. You're not Bill Murray.
So the 8-year-old... It was funny, because the 8-year-old is complimenting, because I have my Slytherin pin on my lanyard.
Yeah.
Starts going off on... how great Harry Potter is and all of that.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Yeah. He's educating you.
Take a deep breath.
To be fair,
he's
started
new.
Licking the window.
I know, exactly.
He's new.
And you know what? I'm too polite of a person to say, it's okay, you're new. But yeah. I remember, honey, I remember when there was one book.
I remember standing in line to get the newest book, and somebody was yelling spoilers because the internet was new and people didn't know how to handle it.
I remember...
I have information.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to share it.
I remember...
Snape kills Dumbledore, and I'm like, well, now I don't even have to fucking read the book. Thanks.
I remember when I had to hide my copy because it was banned.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, but to be fair, he did end up licking the window.
It was just his nose, okay?
Oh, okay.
You didn't have the vantage point I did.
Yes, I did.
He licked the window.
No, he wasn't.
Was he licking his nose?
He'd never been on the train before. He was really...
Oh, he's excited.
No,
come
he
on.
Was really upset because he didn't want to be on the train. He wanted to be there.
Oh.
And he was like, he wanted to get off at university. He was like, can we get off here? Like, can this be here? Can we be here now? And his mom's like, no. This isn't our stop.
I appreciate that he's excited.
And he's like, well,
excited.
Don't lick the window.
How many more stops are there? Like, well, how many more stops? How many more stops?
Can I get a water?
Like, he's just so indignant that there's so many stops.
So
that
many
physics,
stops.
That physics is stopping
We're not
him.
There yet. Yeah. He's a wizard, damn it. He doesn't have time for your stops.
It was almost sad because the light rail ride down this year, there were no cosplayers on it. I mean,
oh, that's boring.
I know.
You know what was sad is there were no Pride Parade people on it. That was what's sad.
Oh, see, I love when Comic Con and Pride clash.
I do.
That's my favorite when they schedule it that way.
Best time to be on the train.
Because you can tell there's cosplayers, and there's definitely not cosplayers, and then there's the people who are there for Pride.
Yeah.
And they're a whole different breed of animal.
And
it is hysterical to watch all of those.
It's a wonderful time on the train.
Oh, my God. It's amazing. It is the best time of year.
You don't know.
Yeah, it is the best time.
It's my favorite.
It's the best time
but
of
no,
year.
But no, you didn't see a single cosplayer
not,
on the train?
Not on the light rail.
Oh, that's disappointing.
I was very heartbroken.
Yeah, but he also didn't see any of the Ghostbusters.
No, I did see them.
We looked past them when they're wearing spirit gear.
Yeah.
That's how much
there,
better
there's
we are.
The one guy that has the dreadlocks, the white guy that...
Oh, the
him
guy
and his
who
wife.
Apparently doesn't like indie
for some reason.
But I've noticed that about a lot of people. So
yeah, I know. I don't.
Hey, a lot of people
that.
Don't like me either. I think it's for the same reason.
I was going to say. I'm not going to say, you know, indie's just very out there. And
yes.
We love indie.
But I did see him with his wife. He had a slime tank
he
on.
He always has this. I've said hi to him. He never responds.
I'm like a red Zinfandel.
He doesn't want to...
Jesus.
Little bitter, but still what you want.
Extremely dry, slightly dark, and an acquired taste.
Mm. Good point.
Good point.
I'm like PBR.
Cheap and available?
Yes.
Makes it gassy at the end of the
and
night?
And I'm at every bar. And if you have too much of me, you'll vomit. Hooray!
Hey.
No, that's not true.
And a little hipster.
And no, we won't hold that against
no,
you.
No, because I'll say, man, I like a good craft beer, and then I'll drink me some PBR.
You're so wrong.
That's good. I appreciate it.
The books that are being released June 27th are based off of the audiobooks of Harry Potter and the History of Magic. That were released in 2017.
So they're not really new. She just wrote down
she's
stuff
publishing
that was,
her notebooks.
She's publishing her notebooks, but I'm hoping this is my hope that they're she's actually
she's gone very Gene Simmons, and I do not appreciate it.
Yeah, she has gone very Gene Simmons.
What I don't appreciate is she keeps adding things after the fact.
Yeah.
Listen, your story was already told.
Yes.
What's in the books is what's
over.
In the books.
Stop.
And she's just trying to be relevant, and that's all she's trying to do. And I understand that. If you're going to do that, just write more books.
Well, and
write new books.
And these books
but
that are coming
those don't
out
sell. Harry Potter sells.
Well, and the books are actually targeted supposedly towards the folklore and the magic at the heart of the original Harry Potter stories.
Oh, that's more interesting.
So, I mean, with this, I'm hoping that we
she's
get a little bit more
trick.
For
yes.
She's already done that trick
for Grendel. Wald and
Grindelwald,
yeah, him.
It might.
I'd like
again,
some more.
The books are already there, and we're getting these movies now. And the movies are fine.
The first one was fine.
The newest one where they're just adding more to the lore.
That was too much.
And I'm surprised they haven't talked about the Potters endlessly, because I know she wants to fuck with that.
I know.
I know she wants to.
She's been watching too much Star Wars.
Yeah,
fan.
She wants to sit there and fuck with her own work. Her work that was good.
Yeah, it's not so good anymore.
The books are great, but But whenever she's like, well, you know, this person in the books, he actually does this. And I'm just like,
that's great. You know what? As an author, you get to know those secret things.
Yeah.
And as we, as the readers, we get to move on with our lives.
I get to decide whether or not I think that's bullshit.
I've decided to go find a different fantasy author.
Yeah, well, weird.
Well, and I'm hoping she does. She hasn't been watching that too closely, because that's just gonna fuck with your head.
Yeah, she's gone a little losty.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we're gonna start talking about the Potters, and then they're gonna be like, "Well, time travel's a thing." And
well, time
I know that's gonna happen.
And then David Tennant's gonna show up for some stupid reason.
It's gonna. Well, that better happen.
That would
just for the sake of I want to be sitting in the theater and be like, ah.
He comes out of a wardrobe.
All you Potter people can at me. I know time travel's already a thing. I know the time turners are a thing. But don't.
No,
time
don't.
Turners don't work
don't.
That way.
No, don't. Don't gatekeep me at Harry Potter. Just I remember back in my day that book was banned. Fuck you. I don't at me at Harry Potter.
I was Harry Potter for Halloween 3 years in a row.
Don't at me.
And that was from the books, not the movies.
I'm actually in the book. Yeah, fuck off.
Yeah, don't be that guy at comic conventions. Oh, that should have been on your on the bracket.
What?
The actually guy.
No.
There's all, oh, I'm sorry. Do you think that would have won too easily?
No. Let me
that
tell
one's
you,
hard
let
to
Let me tell you why
hard
that
to
wasn't
nail.
There. Because I know who our readers are.
Oh, they're wait. No. They're not actually people, are they? Don't. Don't tell me that, because I'll leave this podcast right goddamn now.
No.
Because if you're one of those people out there listening,
there are no gatekeepers.
You know who you are. And I'll find you.
Actually, you know what? I had an interesting conversation during DCC. An avid listener. He loves meat and potatoes. In fact, he...
Meat and potatoes is great. And
I'm a fan of meat.
I'm ashamed that I'm not the one doing it.
He complimented us. He's
me
like,
too. It's too consistent.
He's like, I want to... he's like, I wanted to see a movie. But I had to wait till Meat and Potatoes came out so that I knew if I should see it, because I was on the fence.
Wow.
And I'm just all like,
oh. That's good.
Wow.
So I will have to relay that message along to our author behind Meat and Potatoes.
The mystery author.
The mystery author.
Yes. He
Will you not even tell,
she,
you won't even tell me?
No. He or she would like to stay anonymous because they are in the industry and they want to be, they don't want to be.
Is it somebody I know?
No.
Can you tell me that?
No.
No. No.
You can't tell me that, or it's not somebody I know.
So
I'm gonna find out.
No. So no, we don't have any gatekeepers.
Ain't no attention to that man behind the curtain.
They're very open-minded.
It's been me this whole time.
But I love it that he was like, "No, I couldn't see that film until Meat and Potatoes came out."
That's
on
awesome.
It, and
wow.
Then I was like, "Okay, now I know," because it's very. He's like, "The great thing about Meat and Potatoes is you." If it sucks, you say it sucks.
Yeah.
But there is, if you like this or if you like that part
there's
it.
There's
honesty. There's brutal honesty.
There's good honesty behind it.
Because
I'm a fan.
The new film that came out with the floating kid and the cape. God damn it, I can't think of.
Oh, Brightburn.
Brightburn sucked. Meat and Potatoes didn't.
Man.
Meat and Potatoes came back tough on that.
Here's the thing. There's a good Superman story, weirdly enough. That basically did the exact same thing of, what if Superman's evil? Oh, yeah, because DC's done that 1,000 times. And I love me some J.J. Abrams, but it was Abrams,
no,
right?
Gunn.
Oh, it was Gunn. Oh, even worse. Okay, so I love James Gunn, but, dude, this story's been done, and...
If you're gonna do a cover song,
you better make it your own. You gotta do it right, and...
Well, even
from all the trailers, it just looked super generic.
Well, it looked like an image book called The Cape.
That's right. People keep talking about that, right?
Now, The Cape is based off of...
I remember the cape. I hate that I know these things.
The Cape, this guy gets a cape, and he's already kind of fucked up in the head, and now he's got ultimate power, and he goes off the deep end.
Yeah.
And when I saw the trailer, I'm like, oh my... And even the cape that's in the promo poster?
Oh, yeah.
It looks like it's out of the image book.
And that's the thing, is they... I think if they would have based it more off of that...
That would have been better.
But they went more for...
Superman.
This is definitely super... He's an alien. He crash lands on Earth, and he's got superpowers, and he's indestructible.
So it's like Hyperion.
Exactly.
From Marvel.
And so... For me, if it would have been a DC film, probably would have loved it. If it would have actually been Superman, probably would have been way better.
Because it puts it more into context. But with this, it's just like, oh, okay.
See, I would love to now see Red Sun. Movie. Red Sun coming.
Oh, it's never going to happen.
No.
It's the same thing I have with the Godzilla movies. I want the monster Gigan. But no, he's a giant cyborg alien with a buzzsaw for a chest, a beak, and laser eyes. And that's not good for the modern look, and they don't like that.
Because he jumps on his belly and he rides the blade at him.
No, but it's fine. But it's that same thing of, like, if it... I don't know, man. It just doesn't look good.
It doesn't look good. It's not been reviewed well, even by our team. Yeah. And
I like James Gunn, but not everything's going to be a winner, man.
When did he squeeze this in? Because I don't remember.
Must have been when he got fired. Must have been right when he got fired. And he's like, oh, well, I'll go do my own thing, and it'll be superhero. And
yeah, him flipping off the establishment of... Mm-hmm.
That's what this feels like.
It does feel like a rage piece.
And maybe that's why I don't like it. I don't know.
That holds up. That checks out.
I might go see it just to convince myself that I'm right, but...
I'm going to wait.
I'm just that way with movies in general.
While DCC was happening, there was a con on the other side of the continent. Book con went on.
Yay, book con!
One of the announcements that came out of this actually was comic book related.
I really wish I was at book con.
Don't we all?
Don't we all? DC has announced a new psychological thriller comic book. It's going to be in their new Dark series, The Black Label. It is a Joker Harley story.
Johnny Walker Black Label.
That will be 12
exactly
issues.
The joke I was going to make.
Joker Harley Criminal Sanity. It'll start shipping in October. So be sure if you have a pull slot or you're looking for this, let your shop owner know. I kind of, you know, and it's out of continuity. So when
oh, okay, so it's not within the main DC thing?
No. Okay. But you know what? The one thing that I like when DC does this, they usually do it really, really well.
That's... Sorry, Red
what
was making noise.
What is wrong with you?
D.
Do we need to get you a window to lick?
No, man, I got a microphone.
You know what? That should be the next chair. Don't lick the windows on the train. Just don't do it.
Just have this kid's head crushed up against the...
That's why you don't pick out shirts when you're drunk.
That's true.
Yeah, that's bad. I don't know.
No, I like the Dark DC. White Knight is great.
White Knight was
White
amazing.
White Knight is fantastic.
Yes.
It's slightly darker. I mean, Batman's already dark, but I mean...
But the great twist about what Sean Murphy did with that was amazing, making Joker the hero.
He was a hero, quote-unquote, but it wasn't like he wasn't a great guy either.
No.
So it works
for... He was a politician.
Yeah, it works for the story of Gotham, where it's like, oh, yeah, you know, he's still not a great dude, but... You know, he's not murdering people in the streets anymore.
No, instead he's mind-controlling all the criminals to do it.
That's spoilers. It's like a year old, but it's
Yeah,
fine.
It's a year old.
That checks.
Thank you.
That still sounds about right.
Yeah,
so be sure to get on the poll list for that.
I like their darker stuff.
Yes.
DC does that well.
So well.
Yeah, when they're not doing film.
Well, their films are... Oof.
Oof. Yeah. There was an article that came out today that someone was writing about Superman 2, Man of Steel. It would have been really jacked up, and no one would have been happy if it actually had come out.
I like the first Man of Steel.
Yeah.
I don't hate that movie, but it was right on the cusp of Dark Knight Rises and that whole trilogy. So it was a hard follow-up, and it was the start of the Snyderverse.
Yeah.
And it was just...
Bluey.
Everything about it is just not okay. That was the beginning of the end.
Mm-hmm.
They need to take a break from films, I think. They're not going to. We got Pattinson as Batman, so.
Oh, my God.
That is official.
There's a guy confirmed. Who the British is. It's not even the British. Like, he does not look healthy.
I think he's just anemic.
He's just pale.
No, yeah.
That's
like,
why they picked him for that vampire guy.
Like, I was seeing the picture, and everyone making fun of him, like, oh, it took you that long for a vampire that long to learn how to turn into a bat.
Okay, that was kind of fun.
And I'm sitting here like, He looks like he hasn't seen the sunlight since that Sparkle scene
so he's
was shot.
Perfect for Batman.
He looks like he's been living in Mom's basement. Like he's got zits all over his face. He just looks unhealthy.
He looks like he could use a good meat sandwich.
I kind of like that as Batman. I want to see like skinny, anemic, like pale, disgusting.
He
Batman.
Doesn't look skinny.
Wants to see that.
He does not look skinny. That's not what I mean by unhealthy.
Just gross looking.
He looks like Pasty. He's been hanging out at the comic book conventions for the wrong reasons.
Oh, it's
reasons.
Perfect then. As long as he wears deodorant, we're good.
Red did get a very unique pen from DCC.
Oh, I found this pen. It was my favorite. It was my favorite badge that I found. It's a personified soap, and it says, "I showered today."
Hey, it's perfect.
And, I put it right next to my I am an adult. Badge on the lanyard
worked out. So
I'm gonna,
well.
I'm gonna next convention. I'm just gonna make a sign that just says "wear deodorant."
If you can afford the tickets, you can afford soap.
Yeah,
yes, that was the epiphany we got out of this con.
Yeah,
no, that's a meme. That's been a meme for a while.
On deodorant, not that hard.
Well, just hygiene, guys. Just basic hygiene.
Brush your teeth.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Drink plenty of water.
You've
when that comes out, I'll let everyone know. In video game news, this just I had to stop and seriously go, "What the fuck?"
Oh yeah,
he's wearing a Deer Hunter hat and it's adorable.
What?
Detective Pikachu?
No,
no.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Cuphead is being installed in Tesla cars.
Woohoo!
I have questions.
Okay.
Why?
What? Well, why not?
How? For what purpose?
Okay, so Teslas, have you ever seen the inside of a Tesla?
Yes, unfortunately.
So you know how they have that big like iPad?
But why? Looking thing? Like you're driving.
Let him finish.
Well, they have auto drive, so it's only available when you're not driving yourself. Like they say, you should still pay attention to the road, but they're like, here's something to do when you're not actually driving.
No.
Yes,
no.
They supposedly be in the Tesla Model 3 and Model
S. This is the worst idea
Model
since we let the Californians migrate here.
And
this
the Model X.
Terrible.
Ah, Elon Musk, you've done it again, you beautiful bastard.
I
support everything he does.
He's batshit crazy.
He so far has never said anything that I haven't really agreed with. Like I haven't really disagreed with anything he's ever
like
said.
It's like American History X. It's scary what you agree with.
You know, yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's fine. Listen, he's not like a white supremacist, so we're doing okay.
No, he's just going to shoot your ass to Mars.
I'm fine with that. I'm done with this planet.
I saw Cowboy Bebop. I'm fine with that.
Listen, I'm done with it. This planet's done. We're done here. All right? We're finished. We're done.
There's Cuphead
we're moving
in the
on.
Cars,
the
man.
Cuphead is in the cars now.
I'm warning you. This is the beginning of the end. This is tranquilizing the human race. Because they're going to get in.
You're warning me. Oh. We're the one yelling at you.
All right, Joe Rogan. I need you to take a step back. Okay?
Rome's burning. Not, all right? Rome's burning.
All right, Alex Johnson. The frogs aren't turning gay. All right? It's fine. Everything's fine.
Frogs have always been gay. They're
not asexual.
Life finds a way.
Thank you. Jeff
turned the freaking frogs gay, but this is fine.
This is not a good sign.
This is fine. Listen, they're self-driving cars at this point.
Nothing successful.
Well, 99% of the accidents with the self-driving car tests have been because of other drivers. 99% of those accidents have been because of other drivers.
Yes, 99% of accidents are because of other drivers.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of how accidents happen. Is there's more than one car out there.
The first thing out of anyone's mouth. It wasn't my fault.
So far, has not been the car's fault.
Wasn't my fault.
So far.
Yeah, but the car's
sorry, officer. I didn't do it. It's not me.
Well, it's not like the car ran into the other person. It's like arguing with my parents. Technology! It's scary!
Yeah,
the robots are taking over. The robots have already taken over. We just didn't notice.
You're not arguing with us. We're agreeing with you.
Get off my lawn.
We're done, man. Go to Mars.
Let's go to Mars. I know, man. Tell you about my bird strike.
You guys ever try PCP?
I like redid my bathroom with it.
I mean, I can't. Shit.
It's great for the plumbing.
Of all of the games to choose, I do compliment Elon Musk's choice.
It's a weird choice.
It's a weird choice. It's off the wall, perfect. But it's a great choice. It's a frustrating game that you're not going to notice time spent in your car, which evidently I think is the ultimate goal.
Yeah, well, I feel like Netflix should have been first before we got Cuphead in the Teslas, but whatever. Teach their own.
Not yet. True story? Yeah. Is that what you're shaking your head about over there?
Yeah.
Because the mic really likes when you shake your head.
You can't hear my head rattle?
Surprisingly, no.
Okay.
It is kind of loud in here.
Jelly beans up there, man.
Rattle around like a like a BB in a boxcar.
You think I'm sweet. Awesome.
Oh, I do.
It's all licorice.
Except I was going to say, it's all licorice, isn't it?
It's all licorice. I mean, don't get me wrong. If he wants to let me test drive a Model X, I'm totally down for it, and I can test the accident thing, the Cuphead thing.
Nobody cares about your opinion that much.
We don't know that. Shut up. I'm impartial.
Not yet.
He's like, it's the secret. I'm putting it out.
No, I was going to say, once it gets out there, you know.
Once it gets out there.
We're going to be like those big guys. You know, we're gonna have somebody on our podcast, and we're going to smoke weed with them, and that's going to make national headlines.
Oh, man.
Hey, what?
In Colorado? Never!
Yeah.
We could be big overnight. It'd
you
be
never
awesome.
Know.
Well,
hey, listen,
depending on
we
how much
have to get
beer
that
we
one...
have, we could be big right
hey,
now.
Hey, yeah. All we have to do is tell Elon Musk that shrooms are legal here now.
I don't want any more Californians. My house prices cannot afford it.
I'll agree with that. Yeah.
As this goes on,
more games and cars.
More games and cars. Just like what we need.
Distract the drivers.
I didn't bring.
Like,
obey.
Wasn't it like Frogger or something like that? Man.
Something simple. Dig Dug. Dig Dug, man. Well,
you see, it's not 1983.
Mario Kart.
There's other games. They wanted to do. Somebody wanted to do Mario Kart. Elon Musk said no, but apparently yes to Cuphead.
Cuphead. It's a tough game.
I don't know if that has anything to do with it. I don't get it.
I can see someone causing an accident because they're getting too violent in the car when they can't pass a level. That's a tough side-scroller. Fuck.
Yeah, it's too hard.
You're a
I
tough
can't beat
side-scroller.
It. I've never been able to beat it, and I will fully admit that.
That's now my new nickname for you.
tough side-scroller?
Yeah.
Speaking of beats, if you haven't beat Minecraft in story mode... You have until late June to do that because it's being taken offline.
Ruben!
What?
If you remember, we had talked about previous podcasts about Telltale Games going under, and the finale has finally come down on Minecraft story mode.
Let's
since
see
that
if
is,
their ending
wasn't
holds
it being
up.
Held up by Netflix, though? Because I thought that was the whole thing.
They
was Netflix had taken them and...
I don't know, because as of right now, they're saying it's not going to be supported. Whether Netflix is going to keep it is entirely different, but it's done.
Oh, okay, all right.
And I wouldn't be surprised if what Netflix does is just rebrand everything. They'll probably take it and make it theirs, and then relaunch it and rebrand it.
Yeah,
they're like, we're not owned by Disney.
the problem is they're making a Minecraft movie.
Yeah.
So I think that might be part of the reason this is kind of
they're throttling back on purpose
because Warner Brothers has the Minecraft movie, right? This is made by the guys who made the Lego movie. I thought I had seen. I don't know.
I don't know 100% on that, but
I think you just got drunk and dreamt
that. Right?
That happens to me a lot.
It happened to me last night.
You got drunk and dreamt about me having ideas?
That's not what I said, but yeah.
Okay. Wow. That is dark.
I was just sitting in a dark room, just typewriter.
It is a typewriter, too.
Is it type?
Not even an old-timey one, like the one I had in the 90s. The electric one.
Just the big, huge one.
It's that obnoxious hum in the background.
Big Ratatouille-size one with the... June 25th is the cutoff date. So you can
go play Minecraft Story Mode. Apparently,
so you can see pork soda, pork sandwich.
You just awful
pork soda. Ew.
Pork chop.
Pork soda is now your new nickname. Pork side chop. Scroller.
Pork chop.
Pork soda.
I just give her a hard time about Reuben becoming a sandwich.
Oh my god, I get it. His name's Reuben. And he became a sandwich.
He dies.
They actually made him a sandwich, though?
No, he turns into a pork chop.
Oh. I was like, did they really turn him into a Reuben? Like,
no.
But Reuben's doesn't even have pork on it.
No.
I know.
It's just weird.
I had the same epiphany until he died, and then I was inconsolable.
And then I was like, wait, no, but that doesn't have pork, and that just...
It's just like...
They named the pig Reuben.
Thank you.
He's Jewish.
What? Jewish pig?
I love some good corned beef. What do you mean?
And on that bombshell, we shall say goodbye.
He's Jewish.
The pig is Jewish.
Oh, I mean, he's kosher.
Yeah.